All right, we'll say good morning. So we are, Baruch Hashem, going ahead and hopefully finishing the Silas Yesharim this morning. We are picking up on page Reish Samich Vav. So Reish Samich Vav, the first full paragraph, the Zeh Pashat, the Ramchal says, and it's simple and clear. Ki kol ha'adam lefia umanos asher biyado, va'esek asher hu osek, that every person, ultimately again, every person, every person, even in accordance, ultimately again, with his particular profession, so this is an incredible yisod in John that Ramchal advances. Every person, no matter what his profession, no matter what it is that he does, requires yashrus and hadracha, requires a certain level of honesty, and ultimately, again, a certain amount of direction. Ki derecha chasidus harai lemisha tarasu umnaso, eino derecha chasidus harai lemisha tarach lahaske atzum lemonachas chavero. Because, for example, the pathway to chasidus, the pathway of piety, or for piety, for someone who learns all day, is going to be different than the pathway to piety for someone who works for someone else, which will also be different than the pathway to piety for someone who is his own boss, someone who sells his own wares. So the Ramchal is saying that everyone has a path to piety. The only variable is that your path looks different than my path, and my path looks different than Reuven's path. No two paths look the same. So it's a very profound yisod that there is no one pathway to chasidus. That ultimately, again, the pathway to chasidus, here's what we know. Everyone has to find the path to chasidus. What we also know is that every person's path to chasidus looks fundamentally different. He goes on, he says, and it's not that chasidus is different. Well, so if you remember again, if we go back in the Sefer to the actual definition of chasidus. Remember again, how did Ramchal define the chasid? If remember, this is going back a while. So what's a chasid? What's a pious individual according to Ramchal? A pious individual is someone who recognizes or who understands what the will of God is. He understands what the will of God is, and he actively tries to go ahead and live his life in accordance with that. Remember again, Ramchal explained that the chassid understands that mitzvos in general are an expression of divine will. When God gives me a mitzvah, what he's telling me is, do this because I like this. There's something in here that I like. Maybe it's a character trait. Maybe it's a midah. Maybe it's a direction. So a lot of times when we do mitzvahs, so we fulfill the obligations, but we don't really give too much thought beyond that. God told me to do it. I'm a good soldier. I'm doing it. But we forget sometimes to look for that deeper level. Why did God tell me to do this? Because obviously there's something within this mitzvah that God values. So therefore, because God values it, I'm going to find other opportunities to be able to fulfill this type of divine will also. I'll give you a simple example. So for example, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and visited Avram Avinu after his milah because God loves Hachnas HaSarchin. Right? Which tells me that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu values chesed. Now, once I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values chesed, then by definition, I look for opportunities, even that may not be obligatory, but I still go ahead and do them. That's the chesed. So the midah of chasidus is the same for everyone, right? Everyone has an obligation to become a chasid, to discern what the divine will is, what God likes, and be able to build on it. That doesn't change. What changes are the mechanisms for the actualization of that midah. He says, we all have the same obligation, which is to do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, to give two things that give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachos, to do things ultimately again, because to do things because I recognize that God appreciates them. Aval, hoil v'anosim yishtanim, but since people are different, I efshar shelo yishtanu gam ha'emtsoim ha'magiyim osam ala tachlis. So here's what's interesting. The meat of Chasidos is always the same. It's just because people are different. We have different ways, ultimately, again, of actualizing this particular midah. Kol echa lefi inyano. Because remember again, the person who learns Torah all day has one type of life. The person who's a manual laborer has a different type of life. The person who's a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, all of us have our own different lives and our own different circumstances. Therefore, the way we activate this chasidus, which again, on a even though kedusha is the last level over here, remember again, chasidus was absolutely a major pinnacle in all of this. That at the end of the day, the ability to live a life where I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and I glean that through the mitzvos, then ultimately again, the ability to build on that is dramatic. But I build on it one way, you build on it a different way. Why? Because we have different circumstances and different lives. But l'maisa, the end goal is always the same. He goes on, he says, "Ukvar yachol lios chosid gomer, ish mipneish tzarko, hu ba malocha p'chusa." For example, you could have someone who has a very, we'll call it, a very inglorious form of livelihood. But yet, he could become the greatest chosid. And the person who has a very inglorious or very simple or menial job could become ultimately again the greatest chassid, just like the person who learns Torah all day. So this is in general part of the beauty here is that Yiddishkeit becomes the great equalizer in so many different ways. You know, some people earn more money, some people earn less money, some people get more covet, some people get less covet. Yet in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to become a chassid is the same. It's just that one person finds the path this way, another person finds the path that way. But the guiding light is always the same. The guiding light always is, what does God love? What does God want? Now, both sides, now remember, you can't make that up yourself. Meaning, the way I figure out what does God want, what does God like, is I look at the mitzvos. And through the mitzvos, I see what God likes and what God doesn't like, and I build on that. And no matter what I am in the world, I have the ability to be a chassid in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kasuf, so page Reish Samech Zayin, last page, the Kasuf Kopala Shem Lema'anehu, B'chol Drachecha Da'ehu, V'hu Yiyasha Archosecha. So ultimately, again, the Ramchal quoting these psukim, that is, Kopala Shem Lema'anehu, everything that a person does, every action a person does, ultimately, again, should be for the benefit of Hashem. Know God in all of your ways, and He will help you to straighten out your ways. Hu yisbarach shmo. Berachamos, the Ramchal ends his sefer with a beautiful bracha. And I will say, you have to understand something. It's interesting that he chooses to end in this way, right? Because remember, again, to a certain degree, we're like jumping back a little bit. Midos, Chasidus is already a while back. But remember, he's jumping back because by the time we get to the end of this, he ended off with some pretty lofty ideas, right? We went from Kiddusha to Ruach HaKodesh to Tchiyas HaNesim. It's possible that by the time we get to the end of the Sefer, the Ramchal is like, I know I have lost some people. Because once you go ahead and you begin discussions about people becoming so great that they could have Ruach HaKodesh and they could do Tchiyas HaNesim, a lot of us are like, okay, I thought he was talking to me this whole time. Now, once you get into Ruach HaKodesh, not me. Tchiyas HaMeisim, I don't even know what you're talking about. But so that's why he kind of loops back a little bit and says, okay, let's end off with what are the cornerstones of the Sefer, which is to be a chassid. And to be a chassid is not, you know, defined as your external dress, right? But being a chassid, ultimately, again, means being the kind of individual who wants to discern the will of God through the mitzvos we are given. And once I know what God wants, I am going to build on that. I'm going to keep doing things that God wants. I'm going to go above and beyond to satisfy the will of my Creator. Not just to do the mitzvos that I'm obligated to do, but to be able to go ahead and do the things that I know will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu incredible nachas. So he ends off with a beautiful bracha. Hu Yisbarach Shemo, Berachamav Yifkach Inenu Bisaraso, Sa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his incredible compassion, should open our eyes with his Torah, v'yorenu d'rachav, should show us his ways, v'yolichinu ba'archosav, and will go ahead and lead us in his pathways, v'nizke loseis kavod l'shmo, v'la'asos ruach nachas ruach l'fanav, and may we be zoche mirtz Hashem, to give kavod to his name, and ultimately again to give nachas to Hashem, yichavod Hashem li'olam, may the glory of God be intact forever. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu find incredible joy in us, his creations. Yismach Yisrael ba'osav. May Klal Yisrael rejoice in the one who made it. May we rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Tzion yagilu b'malkam. May the children of Tzion, the sons of Tzion, rejoice in their king. Amen, amen, amen. And also, what a beautiful way to end this sefer. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu find incredible simcha in us. And may we find incredible simcha in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbosu, we should be zocha that in the zuchus of completing this sefer, which was a long journey, Baruch Hashem. Now our second journey, our second time doing it, may we be zocha Mirtz Hashem to internalize these incredible lessons. May we be zocha Mirtz Hashem to learn and to grow. And I would urge you, we're going to start the new sefer in Mirtz Hashem on Monday, but I would urge you to, the whole yisod of Mesilas Shem, as Ramchal writes in the introduction, is to go ahead and review. So even though we're going to be transitioning now to another sefer, I would urge you, set aside 5 minutes a day just to review Mesilas Yesharim. Because the more you review it, the more it becomes ingrained. The more it becomes ingrained, the more its lessons become a guiding light. But Amir Hashem, like Ramchal said, we should be zocha to find simcha in Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be zocha to find simcha in us. We should be zocha to give the neshama of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozatto, an aliyah. We thank him so much for codifying and writing such a beautiful sefer that serves as our springboard for growth. And Mirtz Hashem, the lessons of this beauty, you know, there's a certain tinge of sadness that we finished it, and now there's a certain comfort in beginning the day, each and every day, by opening up the Mesilas Yesharim. There's a little bit of sadness that now we've completed it, but Mirtz Hashem, we know we never really finished. The lessons of this beautiful sefer should guide us, should be with us as we grow each and every day. Rebosei Yishakayach and Mazel Tov. Stay tuned for the coming attractions for what's our next sefer.